Are you rolling?
Yep.
Great. So introduce yourself for me, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm John Furrier, founder of SiliconAngle.com.
Okay, so tell me, you were probably watching this like the rest of us were. What was your first response when you got a list of the specifics besides what mine probably was, which was, wow, that's a lot of words?
Yeah, very, very corporate PR, corporate speak on essentially a major direction change from Microsoft was my first reaction. And Ballmer taking the reins and being so aggressive in the leadership, I thought he would not be around.
You thought he would not be around? What do you mean by that?
Well, he's been under pressure to perform, and the question was, will he remain as the CEO and leader of Microsoft? And it's clear from this reorganization, this is Steve Ballmer's last stand, his last effort to turn the company around.
So you mentioned in your blog post, which is what caught my, not that your blog post, but your post, which was what caught my eye, you said that this amounts to an admission of failure on Microsoft's part. Can you elaborate what you meant?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Microsoft essentially is admitting in this reorganization that the fragmentation of their products and their strategy has failed. They failed in search over the years, and they have some success in the cloud now, but fundamentally this monolithic PC focus is over. The monolithic PC is now the cloud, and the edge of the network is mobility and Internet of Things. So that is clearly a fundamental change for their product strategy and how they do their engineering.
Did you read the entire thing?
Yes.
As you were going through it, what kind of words and bits of information caught your eye?
Well, they were mentioning that other people have a fragmented approach, and they're obviously kind of referring to Apple. I mean, obviously, Apple has had a lot of success with the iPhone and having kind of a closed architecture as a device focus. And they also talked about others doing well in areas that they weren't. And so that was obviously a sign. And obviously, the mobility piece was key. They're saying devices, and devices, it really is about hardware and not so much software. And they've been a software company, so that kind of caught my attention. You know, the trend right now in the world is about software. Mark Andreessen wrote a post about software eating the world, and here, yes, a software company saying they're device-centric. So that is clearly telegraphing that it's a cloud mobile direction for Microsoft.
And do you think it's going to work?
I'm optimistic. I think, you know, as I said in my post, that they're like an aircraft carrier. They move really, really slow. They have a lot of assets. They have an ecosystem. They have a business market that's hot and it's becoming more consumerized. So I think, like HP, it's going to be a long road, but they have the tools, and ultimately it's going to be on Ballmer. If he can turn this around and move the company in this direction and be successful, we'll see with the performance of their products. Ultimately, that'll be the telling sign.
Do you think he needed 2,697 words to get this message across, or was that over the top?
I think this is more of an internal communication than a public communication. Microsoft's very employee-centric, very HR-centric company, and I think this is more about herding the cats internally to move this company into a direction that it needs to go, otherwise it's doomed.
Okay. Anything else you feel is important to add on this?
Yeah, I found what's interesting is the Skype integration was interesting. Tony Bates is now in kind of a different position. He was the leader of Skype. I thought that was an interesting perspective. We'll see how that plays out. Skype, obviously, really one of the cooler products with Xbox that's relevant in terms of the new social and connected web that is really driving a lot of the marketplace.
When you say the Skype thing is interesting, it's not something I follow very much. So what is interesting about the person who's going to be running it and the shift involving Skype?
Well, essentially, Skype was, obviously a great product for people commuting, and that's obviously a communication tool. And since Microsoft really doesn't have a phone presence, really, compared to the other players, Skype was a key point in communications. Tony Bates was in charge of the Skype, and they've now, looks like they're integrating Skype across all the other parts of Microsoft. So that's different from the messaging they've had before about as a standalone entity. So that's interesting. And that's a big asset. Skype and Xbox are two major assets for Microsoft. And if they can lever those two, they will do well.
Okay. Anything else that caught your eye?
No, I just think the one Microsoft is a great story. Let's see if they can pull it off. And the consumerization of business is really relevant. And I think if they can move in that direction, it'll be a real win for Microsoft. They have a lot of assets. The question is, can Ballmer pull it off? Does he have the leadership? Can they bring the products to market? Those will be the questions that we'll be watching.
Okay. All right, go ahead and hit stop there if you would. That was great.